Hey, let's check in with our friend Brewers broadcaster Lane Grindle, who's joining us from the West Coast. Hi, Lane. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. A little chilly in Seattle. Roof is closed here at T-Mobile Park, but this one doesn't close up, so you're still cold if it's cold.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to get to the important stuff first, and that is thank you for raising the profile of Greg Matzik's neighborhood by moving the Grindle family into the neighborhood. That was very nice of you.
Oh, yeah, I wake up on Saturday, and the Grindles are playing basketball in the driveway.
I was going to ask you about that. Yeah, that's outstanding.
That's great. I loved
it. That was a great text that I got from Greg. He's like, look, the Grindles are hooping. And I got a picture of my kids, kind of a bonus start to my morning.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Hey, you're in one of the great ballparks here for concessions, Lane. So I was going to try and direct you, if you have time, to Edgar's Cantina or Edgar's Taco Shack, where you can get grasshoppers. I don't know if that'll work well with your broadcast, but why not give it a shot?
Do you mean the drink?
No.
I'm looking at the Edgar's sign out in left field. You know, Edgar Martinez was, of course, a great Mariner, one of the great Mariners of all time. I have a reputation in our booth as kind of the farm boy that'll eat anything.
Yeah.
That might be my line, though. That might be the line. It might disappoint you that I wouldn't try it, because I'm like Mikey on the Life, you know, cereal commercials. Like, he likes everything. That might be the line that I would draw. I don't know that I would do that.
Do you think you could get Kent to nosh into some of those?
Would Kent is weighing in. He says he's eaten a scorpion before. So
okay,
I guess.
Well, so is John.
I have too, and that was a terrible experience.
Yeah, it didn't go well.
No, it was bad. I was sick for like a week.
It was still alive. That was the problem.
Maurer hasn't been eating much before the games, period, for this whole trip, so I don't know that there's any chance I can talk him into a cricket.
Is that a strategy? Why does he not eat before the games?
Yeah, he's protecting his voice. I mean, there's all sorts of stuff that, you know, we think baseball players are superstitious. Broadcasters have their things, too.
I mean, what happens if it is your inning and you have no choice? You have to go to the bathroom. Innings are faster, everything is faster, the breaks are faster, and Lane's got to go.
Well, that's the key thing, is that the innings are faster now. So if you got to hold it, you know, you got a better shot to get through the
that's
inning.
That's true. Good to know.
So that's kind of a mental game you'd play in your head. Like, hey, look, games are faster now. I can make it.
Do you get free time in Seattle? Do you like Seattle? Is that a cool city to hang out in?
Yeah, this is my third time in this city. We came here my first year in 16. I barely remember, you know, the details of this ballpark. I remember the bowl, and I remember really being impressed. It's a beautiful ballpark, and I really like this park a lot. But just like knowing where I was going, we were all talking. We all got off on the wrong level on the elevator trying to come to the press area, because they have an actual club area called the press club. And so you're thinking, oh, well, that's where I'm going. And no, that was like a, you know, kind of a nice upscale area in the ballpark for people to dine and watch the game. So I had to pivot a little bit there. But yeah, this morning had a chance to walk through Pike Place and the market and get that whole experience. I'm sure I'll walk through there again tomorrow. It's a great place. You know, get a cup of coffee and walk through there, even if it is a little chilly. It's just a cool, unique spot. So I've been around this city a little bit over the three times I've been here now. And it is cool. It's a very unique spot, for sure.
So 2016, I was going over this with John and Sandy before. I went through the Brewers lineup on that day in August in 2016. It was the last time they played Seattle. It was the last game of that brief series.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a guy named Jake Elmore who played in that game for the Brewers. And Lane, I have covered the Brewers for 20 years. I have been a Brewers fan my entire life. For the life of me, I do not remember Jake Elmore.
Oh, I remember Jake Elmore. Jake Elmore played, I believe I have this right, I think he played for Pat Murphy at Arizona State. But Jake Elmore, so that year on Family Day, my kids were able to run out for the Major League moment and stand out in the field during the National Anthem. And I think Jake Elmore started in center field that day, if memory serves me. And so my kids, well, my two older daughters, they went out and they stood in center field with Jake Elmore. So I remember Jake Elmore well. That was a team that had a lot of different players run through it. You think back of some of the different names. Like Kirk Neuenhuis was a pretty big part of that team. There was like seven guys in spring training in 2016 competing for the center field job. Yep. Keon Broxton had a big spring, and he ended up, you know, earning a spot on the team coming out of camp. But that was that was the transitional year before the Brewers, of course, turned the page into 2017, and then they were right in the mix the whole season long.
So you take 3 of 4 against San Diego. That's got to make for a nice plane ride up to Seattle. That is not an easy place to play, Lane. The Padres are a good team. They spent a lot of money here. That has to be very satisfying for the second leg of this trip.
Yeah, absolutely. To win that series in the fashion in which they did it, and I mentioned it a bunch of times on the broadcast, and you didn't want to overplay it, but if you close your eyes, it was kind of chilly in San Diego. It really felt like October baseball, and that's kind of wild to say in the middle of April, but because of the weather and because there's 43,000 plus at every game, and they were into it, and they were loud, and you had some kind of postseason-like games in a 1-0 game yesterday and the extra-inning game on Thursday, it really felt like a big-time atmosphere, and it was really fun to narrate it from our perspective. And I know the guys enjoyed the atmosphere and had a lot of fun with it, too. But no doubt, I think this team feels really good about where they're at. They're playing through some injuries right now, which is always a part of the equation. Anytime you go into the season, you know that that's going to be a part of it. The teams that have the depth and the ability to kind of work their way through that are the teams that usually have the most success. And so far, the Brewers are doing a really nice job of that.
Lane, they're looking at me now because as we were connecting the dots with former Brewers and going through some Brewers history, I just was going to mention that one of my favorite former Brewers, who was also a Mariner for a time, Richie Sexson. So if if you find a plaque that has him on it, rub it for good luck for me, you know. He was a great
monster
player to watch.
Runs. I mean, you think of Richie Sexson, you think of monster home runs, right?
Tall and lanky, yeah, he delivered. I enjoyed him as a Brewer, so.
Lane Grindle with us from Seattle. So, Lane, I thought the basketball was one thing, but it was really kind of strange when two nights ago your kids were over manning the grill at Matzik's house, and Matzik's weren't even home.
What are you going to do? That's right. We're all comers over there.
They were very
over.
Comfortable.
We've just started going over there and pulling the cover off the hot tub. And
yeah.
It's just, you know, what's mine is yours. That's what Greg said when I first moved into the neighborhood, and we're taking it very literally.
Yeah, yeah. Don't forget to take your shorts next time.
Well, yeah.
Brewers broadcaster Lane Grindle, enjoy your time in Seattle. Don't get hit by one of those flying fish in the market, Lane. Thank you, buddy.
I'll do my best. Thank you. Appreciate you.